With your latest news, I'm Elizabeth Charles. It's an archaeological investigation in Georgetown. Radio K-Man's Carsley Fuller has more.
Following the relocation of the historic Llewellyn House in Georgetown, the National Museum and National Trust were asked by some members of the public whether any archaeological investigations were planned at the site already cleared for development. No current legislation in Cayman requires developers to undertake a form of archaeological survey before development. And the museum says neither organization knew about the planned development at the former Llewellyn House before works started. After discussions with involved members of the public and developers at 1GT, the National Museum and National Trust say they were granted permission to access the relocated topsoil and conduct investigations. Earlier this month, museum volunteer archaeologist Charlotte Gray worked to sift through a portion of the topsoil, with 1GT allowing any material collected from the site to be donated to the National Museum. Once it's been processed, quote, relevant artifacts will be selected and actioned into the collection where they can be further studied. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
In other news, a West Bay principal has been named the Civil Services Deputy Governor's Employee of the Year for 2025. Principal Giovanna Ebanks leads Sir John A. Cumber Primary School in West Bay.
Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Miss Giovanna Ebanks.
The award was announced at the Deputy Governor's Award ceremony on Thursday evening. Officials said she helped move John A. Cumber from a weak rating to good for the first time in history, supporting positive outcomes for hundreds of children.
Oh my goodness. It is with deep gratitude and genuine humility that I accept the Deputy Governor's Employee of the Year Award for 2025. To be recognized among so many dedicated public servants across our islands is truly an honor.
In her remarks, Ms. Ebanks thanked God, her late mother, and former civil servant Nita Ebanks, her children McKenna and Dylan, her family, friends, and her Sir John A. Cumber school team.
In 2019, I transitioned to Sir John A. Cumber from the Ministry of Education, and I made a promise to the West Bay community that one day we would become a good school. In 2025, John A. Cumber was rated a good school by the Office of Education Standards for the first time in history.
Teachers at the school say that change reflects her leadership and the work of the whole team.
I can't think of a more deserving person than you.
You have been a very kind and compassionate boss.
A phenomenal woman. The real boss lady.
Congratulations on your well-deserved award.
This win reflects the impact you make on all of us.
A true inspiration you are, Mrs. Wright.
Your leadership and heart makes West Bay such a special place.
Your passion, dedication, and love for all of us truly has set an amazing example.
Ms. Ebanks also spoke about the wider purpose of education and the challenges along the way.
As Nelson Mandela said, education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world.
The ceremony also honored the outgoing deputy governor, whose leadership was credited with shaping a generation of civil servants.
Tonight, we honored excellence, we celebrated service, and we paid tribute to a deputy governor whose leadership has shaped a generation of civil servants.
Ms. Ebanks said she accepts the award as a reminder to continue leading with purpose and to serve the people of the Cayman Islands with dedication and pride. The awards night also recognized Employee of the Month finalists and Chief Officer's Choice recipients. Finally, Radio Cayman has been a part of this society and this community for longer than 50 years, and a member of the founding team is looking back at what that has meant. Mr. Loxley Banks says the name Radio Cayman was here before people could actually listen to their own station.
Radio Cayman has been a part of this society, this community, for longer than 50 years, at least the name. But the reality of the community being able to turn their radio on and hear their own radio station became a reality. Delivering the news of the day or playing music that they like or announcing the next church service or whatever. You know, it was a great day, I think, in the history of Cayman Island.
Looking back at the existence of radio over those 50 years, Mr. Banks talks about its long relationship with the community.
You look back at the existence of Radio Cayman over the last 50 years. All along, Radio Cayman, I call it, has built up a lot of capital in the community. I think when they want to really know what's happening and get information that they can rely on, they listen to Radio Cayman.
Mr. Banks reflected on who Radio Cayman is for and where he says its roots lie.
It is for the community, the people of the Cayman Islands. What we see here, it didn't just sprout up, you know, it didn't sprout up out of the ground. There was a foundation that was laid here over the many years of our forefathers and foremothers. A lot of people, blood, sweat, and tears.
He also speaks about having the building named after him and what he was trying to achieve.
As far as the name, that had never really ever crossed my consciousness, psyche. If it is an accolade, good that I get it for they pull the ground over me. It's not something that I ever aspired to. I just wanted to make sure, or try to make sure, that the community had communications that I think plays a great beneficial role in the society.
Looking ahead, Mr. Banks turns to the young people at Radio Cayman and their role in what comes next.
We've got a lot of young people here. I think the more that they can get involved in how Radio Cayman has evolved over the years and are now celebrating 50 years of, I'd call, superb community broadcasting to the community, how that can play into the process going forward, because, you know, it is said, the brightest light shining on the future is the light coming from behind.
And we thank you, our listeners, for sticking with us and celebrating with us as well. That's it for your news. I'm Elizabeth Charles.